Hello, I'm Cheryl Irwin. I often hear adults suggest something called anger management, as in, I think he should go to an anger management class. Sounds good, doesn't it? Go to a class and you'll never be angry again. Anger, however, is a complex emotion and is often harder to manage than we'd like to think. Most parents have trouble from time to time dealing with anger, so it shouldn't be a surprise that children and teenagers may be overwhelmed by theirs. Many children are frightened by the intensity of their anger and would like to be able to control it. Teenagers, too, find strong emotions difficult to deal with. Teens can become intensely angry very quickly, and many of them have told me in confidence that they don't understand why they get so angry or how to stop. Anger is what I call an umbrella emotion. It doesn't happen all by itself. We usually feel angry because of something else. Anger can be a cover-up for fear, hurt feelings, or frustration. Children usually have reasons for feeling angry, even if they don't consciously know what those reasons are. When children are constantly told what to do, they may feel angry. When children are criticized, they may feel angry. Children who are overprotected often feel angry. And when adults abuse children, either physically or verbally, children will feel angry. Parents may respond to a child's anger with threats, control, and intimidation, which only makes the situation worse. In addition, parents and children alike have these wonderful gizmos in the brain called mirror neurons. Humans catch strong emotion in much the same way as they catch the flu. When you get angry, your child is likely to get angry back, and vice versa. Children are immature and unskilled, so they throw things, kick, spit, or scream. Parents may become physically threatening or say hurtful things. Neurobiological research has shown that when humans get angry, whether they're big or little, the prefrontal cortex, the part of the brain responsible for impulse control and good judgment, disconnects temporarily, leaving us with only physical sensation and strong emotion. Some scientists call this the reptile brain. Nice, huh? It's like living in a family of angry T-Rexes. If you have a child or teen in your home who's frequently angry, see if you can figure out why. Remember, anger happens for a reason. Find a calm time to sit down with your child and ask some what and how questions. You might say, I've noticed that you're often angry with me. Can you tell me what's going on for you? This doesn't mean you give in to a child, but you'll make better parenting decisions if you know what the real issues are. Stay calm and do your best to listen to what your child has to say. Sometimes, like it or not, children are right and parents are wrong. It can be humbling but effective to apologize and look for solutions together. Managing anger begins with self-awareness. You may notice that your heart beats faster, or your face gets hot, or you clench your jaw. Whatever you notice, use it as an early warning signal and cool off before you lose it completely. You can teach children and teens to do the same thing. Calm, slow breathing slows the heart rate and helps the brain reconnect. Children and adults can learn that what they feel is different from what they do, that it's okay to feel angry, but it's not okay to hurt others or behave disrespectfully. Managing anger is a lifelong task for most of us, and it's never too soon to begin. For KUNR, this is Cheryl Irwin.